I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Again, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You guys, is this like the last episode of season 18, or what's going on?
It's like, I feel like it's a mid-season finale, maybe? Like mid-season.
Okay.
Yeah. It's crazy, but it's crazy that it might only be a mid-season finale because we're only in episode like six. Like, this is crazy.
Exactly. Are they canceling production because of Corona? That's all that's happened. This is why they're stopping until September.
Well, because like I know like at E, NBC is completely shut down because like NBC Universal shut down, all production is shut down. And then remember like a few weeks ago where Kim was doing like her confessionals from like her bedroom. But
right.
I'm at E, they just had some layoffs and I was a part of that. And they laid off a lot of people from production. So that could be it as well. Maybe they want to take a break and then come back, you know, and edit the shows that they have because the editors are working from home. So maybe that's why they're shutting down and then coming back in September.
Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like with all this Corona stuff, like we're going to hear about it now in what, September? And so we're going to be like, it's going to be so old, there's going to be a new virus. Like, come on.
Yeah,
I think so. But
we'll make this episode really good so when we come back in September, it's like we didn't even leave. So yeah, welcome back, y'all. Exactly.
Welcome back, everyone. And we are here. This is the first episode in a while that we have all four of us together. We made it back. Sorry. Thank you guys so much for keeping the fort held down. I've missed you guys. But I'm next to my other three favorite co-hosts. I've got the social media guru, Miss Nakia Monet.
Hi, guys. So good to be here talking about the Kardashians. It's sad because September seems like a really long way from now. But
yeah,
we held it down from season 17 and it was a long time. And then we came back. But I'm here. Happy to be here.
Yes. Okay, I've also got Chloe's right-hand man, Mr. Howard the Third.
Oh, hello, everybody. Howard the Third. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Yes. And the one and only news and gossip extraordinaire, Miss Rachel Robillard.
It's a me, y'all. Cheers.
Thank
you so much for tuning in and hang out with us in the live chat. I see you, Dana, girl. Thanks for tuning in. Everyone that's tuning in, we can hang out in the live chat.
Let us know what's going on in the live chat. I love to hear it from everybody. And I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. So let's get it started. This episode, there was like three major, I guess, storylines. I guess let's start with our overall thoughts. I think for me, I was pleased with this episode. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was fun. I know we're going to get into it, but my favorite part was Chloe being Chris's new assistant. I thought that was just incredible. But Rachel, what were your thoughts?
I liked it. I will say I've enjoyed other episodes this season, like the episode before with the Chloe and her freezing her eggs and Tristan was there. Yeah. But it was really cool to see the Christmas Eve party. That had to have been my favorite part with this episode, to see the Christmas Eve party, because that's something I truly look forward to every year, to see a Christmas Eve party from the Kardashians and also their Christmas card, which they did not have this year. This was like the first year, maybe even ever, that they did not have a Christmas card to follow the Christmas Eve party. So I enjoyed it. What were your thoughts, Howard?
Yeah, I mean, same. I love seeing the Christmas Eve thing, like the whole thing about it. I love the behind the scenes that we got to see. How everybody didn't want to do it at Courtney's house. I mean, I love seeing that stuff because it's like, whose house do you really do it at? Like, even though we're a family, we already have all of our own families. And just Chloe being Chloe, she looks so cute in her little assistant's outfit. I said, this is a cute outfit with the sneakers and the little fanny. I said, you know what? Oh, we may have to reenact that on a cheaper budget, of course.
In the hat. In the hat, too. I love that.
The hat was cute. I got a hat.
Yes, right. Howard.
Nakia,
what the fanny pack.
I like this episode because Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. And like, I feel like me and Courtney are kind of like, we're kind of similar because I have the same aesthetic. Like, I love that homey feel. Like, I love everything about, I loved all her ideas. And I love just like, I love them having family meetings about Christmas, which is crazy.
I know.
I'm like, damn, but I liked how they kept it simple. No cameras, no workers, no maids. Let's just keep it simple. So I like this episode a lot because I love the holidays.
Oh my gosh, I know. It felt a little weird just since it's like May 1st.
I know.
Talk about Christmas.
Right?
But I mean, crazier things have happened. But I do want to talk about the Christmas party because we remember the episode very clearly where Chris kind of like gives over the Christmas parties to Kim. And Kim's like, oh my God, I'm just so touched. And then when it comes time to actually do it, she's like, you know what? I don't really want to do this.
I know.
I don't really want to do it.
Yeah, they had a full on passing the torch. Like it was a whole thing. Chris was devastated. Like, this is my thing, but I'm letting you do it now. But let's be honest, it was Kanye being like, no,
it was Kanye. That.
We are not doing this again. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Like, Kanye doesn't want people in his house. You know how over the top? It's basically like a Coachella at their Christmas Eve event. It's like so over the top. Sia was there, and I loved how the girls were like, Rob, marry Sia so Sia can be a Kardashian. And that was in that little Snapchat.
That was extremely cute. But Courtney seemed like she was down. She's like, hey, I'll pick up the torch, I'll do it, but I'm not going to give up Christmas morning. She loves that all the cousins come over, all the sisters come over to her house, and Santa comes there, gives the presents, and it's like a fun family thing, which I think is super fun. It sounds like a blast. But Kylie was like, I don't understand why, you know, Santa only goes to Courtney's house. I want seem to come to mind. But what did you think of the overall, I guess, the way that they decided to go about it and the way that they decided to do it Christmas morning?
I liked it because at first I understood, like, because Courtney, Kim, and Khloe, you know, they have those old traditions from like the old house with their mom and Robert Kardashian. So I understand why it's like very meaningful for them to like one of them do it at their house. Where like Kylie's kind of new, she's only been here for 21 years. and I do love the fact because, you know, they all have kids, you know? So I like the idea of everyone doing it at your house early in the morning, and they live up the street from each other. So it's nothing to like leave a party, go to sleep, Christmas you barely see, come back for brunch. And I think that's super awesome, like to have it at one person's house after you leave your house. That way you can hit up, you know, all your family members, and grandma can be there and great grandma can be there. So I like how they figured it out. Like, and I think it's dope that she had the Christmas Eve party and then Christmas at her house.
Definitely. Yeah. I was finding the same thing because I was just like, it makes no sense. If we all have our own families, we all have kids. And like Kylie said, like Santa shouldn't just go to one house. He should be able to tour everybody's house. So I loved how everybody was like, okay, we'll do this. We'll spend time with the families and then come in. I just didn't really like how Courtney just kept saying, I will not give up Christmas morning. I will not give it up. We get it, Courtney.
I know.
We understand. Thank you for even showing up to production today. Okay.
But for not being involved this season. We're seeing Courtney a lot, but like, okay. I'm okay with it.
But I feel her though. Like as someone who loves, I was about to say the F word. I love Christmas. Like, and if Christmas, especially like, cause their dad died, if you have a special bond and a holiday means something to you and you do it every year, you're not, I'm not giving it up either to go to your house. Like sis, either you can come over here. And I like that she said that. She's like, if you guys want to go to Kylie's house, that's great, but I'm gonna stay at my house. And that's how I feel about Christmas. I love Christmas, fam. Like, sorry.
Hey Nikia, do you like Christmas? Yeah.
I hate Christmas.
She hates it. She hates it.
You guys will not drive me for loving Christmas, okay? Thank you.
I love it. No, we love how you love it. Let's do some Christmas in July. Christmas for summer.
I will be down. It's a great holiday.
I'm about it.
Christmas is a holiday.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't been doing that, to have their own individual thing as a family, especially because their families are growing. Kim is a mom of four now. And and Courtney being a mom of three, I see why they started doing everyone go to Courtney's, because Courtney had the first baby, Mason, and their families have just been growing. So I'm actually shocked this is the first year that they're like, all right, let's do individual and then come for a brunch. I was really shocked. And I even saw on Twitter, Kylie clarified, she's like, I didn't want Christmas morning at my house with everyone. I just wanted it by myself. it wasn't to extend the invite to everyone.
I was like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah, she tweeted that. Wow. Like, I just wanted it, just us, and then I was going to meet y'all. It wasn't an invitation for everyone to come over.
I'm
like,
Oh, wow. I think also that it's a first, because I think Kris Jenner has done it every year, and I think they all went to like Kris's house. So I think Kim taking it this year became like, we all did it separate because it was supposed to be Kim doing it and then Courtney took it over. So I think that's why, like, they probably never did it separate because they just always went to Kris's house.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, go ahead, Howard.
Oh, I was just saying, I was literally saying the same thing. I just thought it was, I thought it was crazy. I also want to shout out how the fact that Kendall was kind of just like, I don't think we should hire anybody. Like at the meeting with the event player, she was the only one who was like, we shouldn't have people wait on us. I said, Kendall, you're my fave now.
She's like, let's be normal people for the day.
Especially on Christmas.
You know?
Like, let's show the little kids, like, we can cook our own breakfast on Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. But I guess, clean up. I think my favorite part of the whole episode, though, was not even about Christmas at all, which is surprising because I think I love Christmas almost as much as Nakia, but I don't think as much.
I don't know. I don't think as much. I mean, she made it very clear.
But I want to say that I really enjoyed the old home videos and pictures that we all saw of Scott, because we really didn't ever see much of his life from the past, especially, you know, since his parents died. He's been very secretive, very doesn't want to talk about it, which I get. I totally understand. But it's definitely refreshing to see him kind of be able to, almost for the first time, be able to talk about it, maybe accept it, and like talk to a family member, kind of have some therapeutic time going through old photos. And I just thought that was a beautiful moment, and I was happy to see that from him. He's really come a long way.
I agree. A long way. He's come a long way from throwing punches in the mirror in a bathroom in Miami to where he is now as a father, a great father, I would say. I think he's doing a great job co-parenting with Courtney. And I agree. I really did like to see the sentimental come out of him. And we got to see as a viewer his parents pass away in the same year and how he was struggling with that. And as Ted about it, but he hopes to get there one day to be more happy and reflect on memories, because
his uncle, I know they said that he doesn't really see his uncle that much, and but they do talk all the time. I was just happy about that because I was like, wow, at least your kids can have some type of connection with your parents. Because I know growing up, just for me, like with my mom, she would always talk about her mom because she passed when I was a baby, but she would always say, oh, you know, this is your grandmother, I have pictures, you know, and I still feel a connection to her. And that's what it's really all about.
Oh, I love that. Pictures are incredible, you guys. Pictures, videos, they mean so much to
us.
Like, I don't know what we would do without them, to be honest. Oh,
because you can tell a story. Because how Uncle Dave was doing, he was telling the story of Scott was here, Scott was there. Mm-hmm. And now Scott can tell that to his kids and be like, oh, did you know my parents took me here and I'm going to take you here for this reason. It's a connection with the pictures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Howard, you're going to make me cry, bitch.
Oh my gosh, get it together. Get it together.
All right. Let's get it together. Let's get it together because I need to be on my A game for this tea time.
Ooh.
Let's do it, you guys. This is probably I can't tell you the last time I actually had tea. I pretty much just drink soda, Dr. Pepper, and sometimes vodka.
Oh, so, of course, always vodka. Oh, speaking of vodka, though. I love how Chloe was like, mom, you can't drink in the middle of the daytime or something when the E guy came to the office.
Yes. Like the executive producer of E walks into Kris's office, just nonchalant, casually, hey, what's up? And she's like, who let you in here? I mean, you're obviously welcome. So glad you're here, but how'd you get here? Wait, like what? So Chloe was not doing her job.
Sitting in there going on Amazon looking for baby stuff, I think, on the computer. I think that was so funny.
It looked good though.
I loved it. But you guys, something that I wanted to talk about, the first thing is Yeezy is obviously this huge brand. It's this huge thing that Kanye has created that we all had our doubts about, thought it was different, thought it was weird. Then people like me grew to really love the shoes. I know you guys remember when I freaked out, I got my pair of Yeezys and stuff.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You went a little bit down for a good 3 weeks.
You did.
I know.
You did.
I know. But I do want to say that we got to give him props because he said in an interview in 2013 with Complex, he said that he had always dreamed of owning a $1 billion company. And he said, I eventually want to be the anchor and force behind a $1 billion company. He goes on to say, I eventually want to be the anchor behind a $1 trillion company as well. Can he do the $1 trillion thing? I don't know. But let's not doubt him, because Yeezy is now valued at $3.3 billion, you guys. He did
it. Wow. All those Jesus is King rip shirts that are worth like hundreds of dollars with Jesus' name on it. Wow. Yeah.
I just hope that $1 billion. I hope that I really wish that anything with Jesus' name on it, the proceeds would just go to like
exactly
ministry, to be completely honest. I think that's the only fair way, because you can't profit off Jesus' name.
Exactly.
And just like not use that money for the church, in my opinion. I don't know about you guys.
Right, but that's like not what he's doing. Like, let's call a spade a spade. That's why he's a billionaire. If you really, just based on Yeezys aside, just based on all of his Jesus is King merch and what he's been recently doing with that. But congratulations, that's awesome. A lot of people are praising him, and even celebrities like DaBaby. He actually posted a picture on Instagram and wants Kanye to teach him how to be a billionaire. He said, and yeah, teach me how to be a billionaire. And then he said, and tell Kim we need help getting my cousin out of prison in California. He's innocent. So that was fun to see DaBaby post that on the IG.
I know.
But is he though?
I know. I love how he literally just put dot 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 dot.
He innocent. Dot 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 dot. He innocent. Okay, DaBaby. Okay.
DaBaby's like, help get him out. He's a
bitch. Yeah.
Get him out. Well, it looks like this week has been filled with Kanye West, because everyone's been talking about Kanye actually for the past 2 weeks. But Kanye did something cool, because you guys know we're all quarantined, we're all social distancing. Kanye took his kids to Wyoming without Kim Kardashian to give her a mom break, because she has been in the house. She has been homeschooling. Sis wants to do makeup tutorials without North busting in the bathroom and bothering her.
Oh my God.
I thought that was pretty cool. You know, Mother's Day is around the corner, so I thought that was pretty cool that he took the kids to Wyoming. It seems like they are like taking breaks. Like sometimes she takes the kids and sometimes he takes the kids. So I thought that was pretty cool.
But did you guys read something about them maybe having problems and like Kim and Kanye?
I did. I wasn't going to bring it up. I'm always the one to be shady. So I was going to wait for one of you to.
Well, here I am, bitch. I'm shady.
Yes. Word on the street is, just like a lot of people, I think when you're quarantined with someone, because you know, when you're working, you're at work half the time when your kids are at school, but now you are in the house 24/7 with your partner. And it don't matter how big the house is, you have to see them all the time. So I think a lot of couples are probably facing challenges and probably arguing and probably trying to figure some things out. So I'm interested to see like when this is all over, how a lot of couples will end up where like even someone like maybe Khloe and her ex might be getting closer, and then Kanye and Kim are arguing. So I'm interested to see.
Anytime you're gonna have a lot of like people together. I mean, I don't know who you guys are quarantined with, but I'm sure that like there's a little tiffs here and there, because you can't be with someone 24/7 and not have some head thumping. But it's just how you deal with it.
We just got a puppy, so.
Yes, ooh. Congratulations.
Thank you. So that makes
it cute.
We just got a puppy.
That's speaking of dogs, I've seen so many shelters that don't have any more dogs because during this time, so many people are adopting and
heck yeah,
dogs during this time. Which is pretty awesome to hear. So that's
great. That really warmed my heart. When I saw that video of like all the cages being empty and all the workers just clapping, like I almost like cried, because I was like, can you imagine? Like if obviously this pandemic is awful and it's hurt so many people and we've lost so many lives, but like I always try to look for like the remnant of like the one good thing and the bad thing. And I feel like one of the good things is that all these animals who were not able to have homes and may not have had homes for years to come now, because everyone's opening up their heart and homes to animals. And so I just really think that if there's anything good that can come out of this, that's one of the good things.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely. Still staying with the little couple theme. So Kendall Jenner might have a new man. So Kendall Jenner was photographed taking a quarantine road trip with NBA star Devin Booker, who's also Jordan Wood's ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
the tweet has now since been deleted, but there was a tweet that Kendall put, and she said, sorry, Kendall went to Twitter posting three trash, oh, not Kendall, but Jordan went to Twitter posting three trash can emojis to telling the world how she felt about Kenny being with her man. When people started to slut shame Kendall, she tweeted out, "They act like I'm not in full control of where I throw this cooch, honey."
I retweeted that honey. So fast. Yes, I retweeted that tweet. Yes, sister.
I love that too. But I am interested because it was like rumors that she had got back with her ex, who is a basketball player, and she's not dealing with this. I just hate when people slut shame people because no one does it to men. And I feel like it's a little weird because it is Jordan Woods' ex. So aside from that, but I just hate when people slut shame people. Like, mind your business. Yeah. People can date who they want to date, do who they want to do. Men do it all the time. You don't know what she's doing, and it's no one's business.
Mm-hmm. She's Rachel, having fun.
I love Rachel. That she said.
Rachel retweeted that so hard.
I did, and like you say, you know, like I don't appreciate the whole slut shaming. Yeah. Be a slut, do what you want, you know, whatever. But I also just don't think Kendall's being a slut. Like, she's doing her thing. She let her do it.
She's dating.
She's having a good time.
Everybody dates.
She's dating and quarantine.
I want her to tell me how to get all the basketball players. Like, tell me, sis.
Okay.
The only thing is, I don't want to be the person that judges or anything, but the only thing is, like, all of us are supposed to be, like, staying home and, like, trying to, like, social distance. And, like, I don't know how new this relationship is, but, like, we don't know where he's been and who's he's quarantined with, if they're taking it seriously. We don't, and, you know, if you're mixing, like, friend groups and, like, people that you don't usually live with and you're hanging out with them, you're swapping, like, all that good little...
Yeah.
Especially a quarantine road trip, because there's no such thing. You're supposed to actually be in the house. And then, like, you know, there's rumors that someone in their immediate family had corona, so I'm, you know...
Kylie previewed that. Yeah, Kylie previewed that in the coming up episodes, that someone so close to home, quote unquote, was been affected by corona. So it's interesting to see them out and about. But speaking of, like, little booze during quarantine, so it looks like Kendall has one. Travis is at Kylie's house. Did y'all see TikToks? Kylie has been all over TikTok with stocks. Yes. And then they did a Take It the West. What's the West? Take It Out West? No. Right. It's a Travis song, but he popped up in the background of one of the videos. It was like, so Travis is there. And he also wanted a cameo by walking. It's Out West is the song.
It was his birthday too yesterday. So I'm sure he's spending his birthday with his baby and baby mama.
Okay.
Baby mama getting that birthday sick.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that cute little Kylie post, like, where she was, like, celebrating Travis's birthday. Like, it was, like, a celebratory post of talking about how great of a dad he was. And I'm like, girl, you guys are so cute together. Just, like, date again already.
Yeah, be public about it. I feel like they don't want to be public about it. I think I have a feeling, just based on my humble opinion, I feel like they are together. I think they're doing a great job co-parenting. I feel like they are together. But they are so young, and they have so much life going on, and also the industry that they're in, they don't want to have that title at this moment, just based on what's going on in their lives. Like, it's like, if there's no, because the next, if you say you're together, what's next? They already got baby, but you know, like, marriage. That's something that everyone is tiptoeing around, that it's like, okay, like, just chill. They're young, let them do their thing and live their careers. And as a rapper, like, I mean, come on, he's just doing his thing. He's doing his thing.
As a rapper though, if you can somehow get Kylie Jenner, girl, hold it down, girl. Like, don't mess that up, because Kylie's incredible.
But remember, there was rumors that he was cheating with Kylie's doppelganger, and he's been with this girl for a minute. So I think it's a little trickier than that. Like, I think it's
okay.
She probably found out that he was creeping, and they probably worked it out. And I don't think she wants to go too public with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's tricky when it comes to cheating. Like,
it is.
It's really tricky. Cheating. That's why you just don't cheat, girls. You just
Okay.
You're cheat because, geez, like, that's heartbreaking. I mean, I can only imagine you guys. Yeah. But
it's just much work. Who got time to remember everything?
You guys, I think it's time for us to get a little glam and move to Graham Glam.
Yes.
You guys, I will say this week was the only week since a while that Kendall doesn't have like a picture. Like she doesn't have a picture.
Because she's on her road trip, Dakota.
With Booker, right?
Exactly.
Right.
She's with her boo.
Right. And correct me if I'm wrong. So did he also date Tinashe? Did I see that?
That's the other basketball player. That's Ben Simmons. This guy dated Jordan.
That's right. Jordan.
Los Angeles is just too small. I can't.
Okay.
It really
makes no sense for everybody to be homie hopping like this.
Like, yeah, there's
4 million people in LA. 4 million. You shouldn't be homie hopping like this.
Okay. It's too much.
I mean,
I love how we're like, no slut shaming, guys. We can't slut shame. Like,
no, it's not.
You want. And then now we're like, wow.
This is
just about men and women, celebrities in general, especially because we all work in the media. And it's a known thing that like people, like celebrities, date the same four people. And
they really do.
There's millions of people in Los Angeles. Why date the same?
A million.
That's it.
Crazy. Remind you of the huge web that really is. Kanye was with Amber Rose. Amber Rose best friends with Black Chyna. Black Chyna and Tyga. Tyga dated Tyga Kylie.
And Kylie.
Like, Kanye, there's like
Tyga also dated Tristan's first baby mother, Jordan.
Oh,
long time.
Connect the webs.
You guys, so
honey, you can date five people a day. I don't care. Have sex whoever you want, but baby, like.
But why is it the circle? Why?
You know what?
Get out the front circle. Yeah.
I think we could make a new NBA team with all the men from the basketball teams that all the girls have dated. Yes. We should have a Corona charity event, like where we have all of the past men.
A Corona charity. I'm done. Log out.
Will there be NBA players there? Will there be players there?
Because I'm going to be there.
They're all going to be playing. And there's going to be like the people who've dated the Jenners against the people who've dated the Kardashians. And they're just going to like have a game, girl.
Well, sign me up.
Good night.
I'm going. But anyway.
Howard.
Let's talk about the glam. We're going to talk about the glam. So let's first start with Kim. Kim looks incredible. She said this was her pre-quarantine snatch. And like, I really want to see what she looks like in quarantine because I'm sure it's the exact same. Like, to be honest. She looks incredible. But what do you think of this bodysuit?
I want it.
It's cute. It's definitely cute. I know. She makes me want to get some skins. So I'm like, listen.
Okay.
I'm this close, honey.
Ma'am, send us the free skins.
Okay.
The thought of wearing something that tight during this time,
I know.
I have definitely gained the COVID-15, maybe even the COVID-25-30. Oh,
I've gained the COVID-50.
I don't want that right now. I'm about her Skims, and I know she's doing a great job with that. I mean, Kim is going to be the next billionaire within the family. I mean, what are y'all thoughts? Like,
I'm surprised she's not.
Yeah. Do you think she's the next person in line to be that billionaire Kardashian Jenner? So we got Kylie, and now we got Kanye. Who's next?
I think Kim would be the next one that makes more sense because, yeah, I definitely think so. With everything she sells and everything she has going on, I think I could see her being the billionaire over, you know, Khloe or Courtney, especially Courtney. Yeah. And Kendall, we never know, girl, because she.
That's true. Kendall's very.
I don't know how much they pay for runway models, and she's. Kendall. She was. I don't know. If she still is.
Exactly, she was the highest paid, made $22 million in a year. Ooh. So Kendall could.
She's on her way.
You know what I mean? She could be on her way, but I definitely think it's gonna be Kim though. Kim's gonna be next.
Yeah. I think so. Arthur George looks pretty appealing to me.
I mean, he's on his way too.
Put the wine down, Rachel. Put the wine down.
You know you've had too much wine when you start talking about how Rob Kardashian is going to be a billionaire.
Shout out to Rob.
I love Rob. I love you, Rob.
We love Rob.
But Rachel's had too much.
Yeah. DM me at Rachel. I want a white girl. Let me know.
Graham Glam, Dakota.
Graham Glam, right. Right. So the next photo, thank you.
Rachel, okay.
Okay, bye.
Rachel, what do you say?
Rachel Kardashian has a ring to it. I'm just saying. Rachel Kardashian has a ring to it.
I think we should shorten it to Rach Kardashian.
Rach Kardashian.
Your Twitter handle, Rach Kardashian. You're welcome.
Chris Jenner's
trademark
on Rachel.
Trademark it.
Well, the next photo, which I think was really interesting, is Courtney, and she's in this like stay home sweats, and she's in the floor posing with her bed, and she's living her life and feeling fancy and looking great. What do you think of this photo, you guys?
My whole mood.
Did she get these sweats made?
I think that's Scott's other line.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's his line. Yeah.
You want to know something funny is whenever I like put this together and like saw this picture of Courtney, like I knew that as soon as I said something about it, then Nakia was going to go mood.
It is a mood.
I just thought of all the fun things Nakia posts on her story, and like she's always like mood, and I'm like, this is so Nakia.
It's a mood. I only wear sweatpants.
Sweatpants are the only thing that fits me right now. So
this is literally how I dress.
Yeah. Mean Girls quote. Anyone?
I will say, I've said it once
again. If you guys want to be entertained during quarantine, you guys, I go. Like where I get my life is Nakia's Instagram story.
Oh, Dakota, so, I love you.
Same.
If you want positivity, fun, creativity, everything, girl.
Oh, I love you guys.
We love you.
You guys entertained.
Well, you.
I'm so entertained. Yeah, but it's kind of crazy seeing Kim and Skims like tight, and then going to Courtney being like, I'm more loose like Courtney. That's how you'll find me. That's what I'm currently wearing. I'm wearing sweats. Ain't no Skims on me. Nor have I worn jeans. We're on week 7 of quarantine for me. I'm on week 7, about to be week 8 starting Sunday.
I'm on like my second month.
Yeah,
I'm counting weeks. So, but yeah, that's a couple months. So yeah, we're on, oh my gosh. Oh, months to say that. Oh, same oh, months. Don't girl. Say it like that.
I'm ready to go like eat at a restaurant, you guys.
Okay.
Anyway, this next photo is of Chloe, and it's so cute. She's with True. True's smile is just so cute, and she really looks like Tristan here. I will say the smile and the eyes.
Yeah,
her little smile, her little face. True is just so cute. The cutest baby ever, and
so cute.
I just love it. They look so cute.
Do you love that Chloe's rocking a full smile?
Yes, I do actually love it. Like I love that she's cheesing with her. And I love that they're both wearing pink because, you know, Chloe's aesthetic on her IG page is very pink. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. They look so cute.
So freaking cute.
She looks so much like Tristan.
Yes, she does.
True does. Much like Tristan. And we all know that Tristan is quarantining with Chloe. And based on the tease, I have to ask y'all, have to give y'all's opinion. Based on the tease, they're like, are Tristan and Chloe having sexual intercourse during this time? What are y'all's opinion on that?
I think so.
I mean, look, you're quarantined with your ex, and
you made a baby.
Someone who you still have feelings for. This is your baby's father. There's sexual tension. You may not want to be with him, but there's still sexual tension. And instead of going out to find someone new, why not just knock on his door and be like, what's up?
Like you're trying to,
and there's been rumors that they've been together for a while.
Yeah,
and, she's just
with co-parenting.
But like I said, this quarantine, you can end up if you're a couple fighting or getting back together or getting closer. So I'm interested to see like September, October, November, how everything's gonna look with like Kylie and Travis, Kim and Kanye. Mm-hmm. Chloe and Tristan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. I definitely feel like they are getting it on during this time. I also hope that Tristan turns over a new leaf by spending all this quality time with Chloe.
He's like 25 years old.
Still.
That's weird. He's a year older than me. What is going on? Ooh,
he's like 20. He's in his 20s. He's like 26, 27. He's a baby and he's a basketball player.
When they started dating, he was really young.
He's not like, Chloe is 35, about to be 36. He's in his 20s. Like, we would love for someone that age to settle down and get it together, but you see his track record and he's young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct,
but he can always, like, you know, I'm not a Tristan advocate. I'm just saying, I hope during this time that he turns over a new leaf.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the time. I mean, because as a viewer, we have all seen him really doing that damage control this season of how he loves, or not, excuse me, he has not said he loves Chloe, but how he's there and wants to pop in and all. So I'm curious, right. Like he's trying to win her back. And even when they went to, where was he playing? Chicago? Where was he playing? In Chicago? Cleveland. Like, we should do it. Cleveland, thank you. Some kind of C word. Anyways. didn't mean to say it like that. Anyways. They're in Cleveland, and, like, there's spinoff.
Rachel.
Keeping up with the...
Whatever. I just can't with Tristan. But I'm hoping. You hear me?
We feel you, Rachel. We feel you, girl.
Yeah.
We feel you, girl. The last photo. You guys, okay. The last photo is of Kylie. And Kylie is out here with her ass out, double cheeked up on a Thursday.
Also a mood,
afternoon.
Dakota. Also a mood.
Also a mood, yes. She's double cheeked up on, what is it, a Friday afternoon. Living her best life. Girl, this
best
is me.
Yeah.
That is at her new house.
On the roof. Is that her new house? That's gorgeous.
That's her new, what is it, $55 million house. It's her new house with, like, multiple cabanas. And I'm like,
that looks like a Vegas
cabanas.
Club.
What do you mean, what do they
guest,
do?
Two guest
Rachel,
houses.
What do you mean, what do they do with multiple cabanas? They travel from one to one and have fun. What are you saying, girl?
Clearly, I wouldn't know because I don't have multiple cabanas.
I mean, but you got to find something to do in them.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But you guys, okay, let's vote on this photo because obviously Kendall didn't have a photo this week, but we have some good contenders here. So I guess let's start with Nakia. Which one is your favorite this week? Who wins
Grand
Slam?
You guys know me. So I'm going with Courtney because that's my aesthetic. That's how I dress. That's my mood in quarantine. And the fact that it says stay home, it's literally the mood. So my vote is for
mood. What about you, Howard?
My mood has to be for Kylie. I mean, this whole multi-million dial, I know. This house is gorgeous. Even the pictures have been going around on like a social media. Like, this is a gorgeous house. Like, girl, you look like you in Vegas. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Rach?
I agree Rach with Kardashian. Howard. It's Rach Kardashian. Thank you. I love Courtney. Love the sweatpants because that's my everyday what I wear. You know, this is, y'all see me full glam. This is once a week that I do this just for y'all to be here. Otherwise, like Courtney. But my vote definitely goes for Kylie. I love the new house. I love how she's showing off, showing her multiple cabanas.
Yes.
And, you know, we love a good little thirst trap. That kind of, that motivates me.
I love thirst traps.
To get a good thirst trap out during this time. I have not posted no thirst trap during this time. It's been 7 weeks. Have you, Nakia? Yes.
I have, but you know what it is? Not for anybody else, but for myself. No one's checking
for
my thirst trap.
Absolutely.
Because I've been feeling like, you know, I gained a lot of weight and I've been feeling like shit. So I've been doing it for me. So that's why Kylie would be the second runner-up for me. Because, like, that's such a great photo and such a great mood.
My thirst traps have to stay in the camera roll because... Meaning because I can't be posting stuff. Like, I can't be out there posting stuff. I'm in a relationship.
That is
like
true.
I can't be out there showing, you know what I'm saying? I can't be out like Kylie double cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon. I can't do it.
You are married.
I am married, girl.
You're a married man.
I mean, but you can still post a thirst trap even if you're in a relationship.
That's also true, too.
Look at Kim.
Nikki is like, I agree.
Look at Kim.
But I also agree.
Look at Kim.
That's true. Look at Kim.
You never know. But I will say, for me, yeah. I have to go the wholesome route this time. And I just got to say, this photo with Chloe and True really speaks to my heart, you know? And it's so thoughtful.
So yeah. Cute.
As thoughtful as I can
be. T-H-O-T?
Yeah, exactly. I think this is cute. I think I love the full smile. I love it. I think it's so cute. I love seeing them together. And I love that True is just growing up to be this beautiful young lady.
She's two. Mm-hmm.
I mean, two.
They grow up so fast.
She's such really a beautiful young lady.
A young lady. But you know what? Next time you see us, we're going to be like grown up too, because apparently this show doesn't come back till September. But I mean, yeah. I'm sure that
that's
you can
a
keep
long
up
time.
With. Yeah.
That's
but I'm
sad.
Sure that you'll see us on AfterBuzz before the return. I know that you guys do other shows and stuff. So in the meantime, where can everybody find you guys on social media, on shows, starting with Rachel?
Well, you can find me, Rach Kardash, at Rach Kardash. I'm also going to start a website, rachkardash.com. I'm kidding. Okay, it is Rach _ Robillard, Robillard. That's my maiden name. And then it'll be Kardash.
Right.
You get it.
Exactly.
But yeah, you can find me on all social media there. I'm doing some fun little TikToks. I'm on my Instagram, the Twitter, and find me on there. So it's just crazy that we're not going to see each other come till September.
I know.
Yeah. We'll still have fun.
We'll be in the group chat. We'll be in the group chat talking about it anyway. So
yes.
But where can everyone find you, Nikia?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. On Sundays, Howard and I, we do an after show on AfterBuzz TV called I Hate Social Media, But I'm Low-Key Obsessed. And we talk about everything that's going on in pop culture. Aww. And also for your Kardashian news, like daily, because we will be gone until September. I do the Kardashian news daily. So make sure you guys check that out on AfterBuzz TV. And I'll give you guys all the tea and all that cool stuff about the Kardashians.
Amazing. Yes. And what about you, Howard?
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And like Nikia just said, on Sundays, come hang out with us. We a little shady. We have a bunch of laughs. And you know, we be speaking the truth. So make sure you hang out with us there. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. In the meantime, you can catch me quarantined at the house. And I seriously, in all seriousness, I really hope everyone is safe. Stay home, be careful, wash your hands. This is a very serious thing, and we may make some jokes because we're all confused and hurting and don't know, oh my gosh, what's going on. But in all seriousness, it is very serious. Take it seriously, be safe, and we love you guys, and we will keep up with you next time. I'm Mr. Dakota T. Jones signing off. We love you guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.